Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris Rose, how was that for a little intro?
B-.
Okay, good. I'll go with that. Thank you, Chris.
Better than the high school GPA, I'm sure.
Oh, is that a cut? Are you ripping me, Chris? Man, I'm done.
It was me. I think he was ripping me.
Oh, okay.
I'm the guy who did the intro.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Aren't you paying attention to what role you have?
No, I have no idea. Are you kidding me? That would be a first if
Welcome
I actually
to my life,
out today.
Chris.
Yeah, I get it.
John Dorsey yesterday talking quarterbacks like crazy. Oh,
that was ouch.
Dorsey talking quarterback like crazy, Chris, seems now to be a foregone conclusion. The Browns are taking a quarterback at one. Agreed?
Not necessarily.
All right.
I mean, so when was the last time you believed everything out of the words of, all the words out of a GM's mouth?
When I met John Dorsey.
Yeah. No. His job is to give his team the best options. So, you know, granted, he's holding all the cards because he's at one. He doesn't have to move, which is good. So, I mean, yes, would I expect them to draft a quarterback at one? Absolutely. Could they shock the world and sign Kirk Cousins to some deal? Yeah, and then you don't draft one at one because Kirk Cousins isn't on the wrong side of 30 yet, you know, unlike a guy like Alex Smith or mystery quarterback that I've played for a while. That's that.
There's that mystery quarterback again.
Yeah.
All right,
Fun one.
Chris, tell me this. You're the general manager of the Browns. You've got the cap space. You can do whatever you want. You've got, and let's just talk about your first five picks. What are you doing? What are you doing, Chris Rose, general manager
of
the Browns?
Well, I would trade for Alex Smith.
Okay.
That's what I would do. So I would give up a selection for him.
What are you giving? Again, it's your dream world, so you can give away what you think is fair.
Well, but it's not. Now, it's not your dream world when it comes to trading for a player because there's other factors involved.
Or what do you think it's going to take? Second rounder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So now you only have one of your three second rounders.
Yeah, but, you know, they're going to want the first. They're going to want the 33rd or 35th pick. They're not going to want Philly's pick.
Chris, I don't know that I'm doing that.
Why?
Because if I'm going to draft a guy at one, I'll go sign Ryan Fitzpatrick for a year.
No.
Keep going, Chris. Keep going.
No, why would you do that?
Because I want the guy I'm going to get with the second-round pick.
Really?
Yes.
What was the last year we had three second-round picks? Do you remember this?
It was the year we didn't have a number one.
Muhammad Massaqua year? Hang on, I'm trying to think. Yep, okay.
Look at Andy Baskin.
I believe 2009. So it was Massaqua who ended up having the best career out of the three. One of the other ones you should definitely remember. Real close to home.
Yeah, Brian Robisky.
Brian Robisky. And then the other one was David Vicune. Do you remember that name?
Oh, yes. Oh, I bought his jersey.
But there's a difference this year, Chris.
Yeah, that John Dorsey's involved.
There you go.
Listen, I get it. I get it. But you know what? Like, part of the reason you accrue picks is so that you can turn them into something that's proven. You don't have to utilize all the picks on actual draft picks. You can turn them into veterans.
I get that.
That's what good, it's in baseball, part of the reason you build a good farm system isn't to have them all grow up together and win World Series. It's to trade for something you need, a la Clint Frazier, Justice Sheffield, right? I mean, that's for Andrew Miller. That's what you do. And you can do it in Cleveland with the Browns.
I'm pitching a third rounder and a fifth like absolute crazy for Alex Smith. And if I had to, I'll throw in if I had to, I'll go with the third, second round pick. I just don't
You don't think that Jacksonville will give him a second?
You mean the team that was just basically in the Super Bowl until the defensive coordinator lightened up?
And
Blake Bortles wasn't the problem.
Dude, listen, okay, here's your choice next year for Cleveland. Blake Bortles or Alex Smith? Who do you want?
It's Alex Smith for me, but keep going.
The only thing is, do you like, and I would say Alex Smith except for this. Does John Dorsey think that Blake Bortles is a good quarterback and could be your long-term answer?
I asked you. Yeah. Do you think that Blake Bortles is a good quarterback?
I prefer Alex Smith.
Right. So you're answering your own question.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, I might be able to wrap my mind around that. And here's the one thing I do like about what you said. And I'm just so reluctant to give those up. Maybe I've been brainwashed. But it's this. You put Alex Smith on this team, you draft Saquon Barkley or a back in the second round, and you add another offensive lineman and another target at wide receiver, and this team can go make a run at the playoffs. I don't know that they make the playoffs, but they can make a run. In other words, be competitive for the first time in forever.
They could win six games, and if you have enough cap space and Alex Smith enjoys his time and he likes where the team's going and said quarterback that's taken number one overall isn't quite ready, then, you know, maybe he re-ups for another year or two and gets some dough out of it. And, you know, maybe in 2019 they're competing for something. I do think the division's going to come back to us eventually. I really do. I don't look at the other teams in the division. I'm like, wow, we've got – like, I would be more frightened of what might transpire in the AFC South than the AFC North. Like, if the Browns were at the bottom of the AFC South, I'd be like, oh, God, they're all kind of going the wrong direction from us, you know? I think that the AFC North's coming back to us eventually.
Chris, you want to talk a little baseball? Can I throw
some
at you?
Talk about whatever you guys want. Yeah, you can bring up Todd Haley, by the way.
Well, okay, let me ask about Todd Haley, and then I want to talk about Jim Thome with you for a second. Your thoughts on Todd Haley, because I was curious about that, too. It's weird. I was doing a national show last night for All on the Bench. I mean, he's a Pittsburgh guy, so he was killing it. We had Andrew Filippone on yesterday. He was killing it, too.
Hold on. He was killing it because...
They hate him.
Hate him, even though they had one of the top offenses in the NFL the last several years, and I get it.
And they kept Ben healthy. That, to me, that's like the biggest accomplishment there.
Yeah, listen, they have a lot of drama in that locker room, period. I mean, it's all over the place. Some teams thrive on it. I think they're probably one of them. But the Steelers weren't bounced from the playoffs because Todd Haley couldn't get the job done. I mean, did he have a couple of goofy
calls? Well, if you
ask
them on 4th-and-1, ask right. Steelers fans, they're ready to kill him over that twice.
Okay, go ask a Steelers fan if before the game that they score 42 against that defense if they think they're playing it in the AFC Championship the next week.
I'm down with it. I think it's a good thing for him to be here, and you tell me if you agree with this. Look, if for some reason, I think you're selling yourself short if you're him and you don't want to be a head coach at some point. So if the Browns have success... Who's not going to want the guy that turned around the Browns' offense after going 0-16? I mean, he's a miracle worker if that happens.
He's got his shortcomings. There's no question about it. I mean, you know, his perception, I think, certainly among football fans, is that he's a little rowdy, a little out of hand, a little loose, all that sort of stuff. But I look at it as exciting. He knows the division. I texted Kurt Warner afterward, who got to a Super Bowl with him as his guy in Arizona, and I said, Todd Haley, thumbs up, ? And he goes, love him. Mm. He said, he's going to put your guys in position to win ball games. He's going to take what you guys do well, and you're going to do it. And so he believes in him. He's rah-rah. He's buying the Todd Haley T-shirts right now. So I'm on board with it.
Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network and the MLB Network. We talked a little Alex Smith trade. How about this one? What would you give up if you're the Indians for a year of Manny Machado?
Yeah, that's the one I would go do. Yeah, you'd probably have to give up Salazar, and I don't know if you'd have to give up Tristan McKenzie or not. I mean, I think that would be the tough call. Salazar would be no problem for me. They want two young pitchers that are actually major league ready. Obviously, Salazar slots in right at the top of their rotation for Baltimore. McKenzie's a guy you'd have to wait on a couple of years, but they might be willing to do that. I think the Orioles have terribly mismanaged this situation. I was all over them to trade Machado last June because that way whatever team gets him for two playoff runs, and you can recoup a ton. Now you're going to get him for, what, 1 year? So what are you going to get in return if you're Baltimore? It makes no sense to me. But if I'm the Indians, that's a play I'd totally look at.
Any way he stays out of free agency, Chris, and re-ups
no.
anywhere? Okay.
Zero.
All right, now
why
let's,
would he?
Because his brother-in-law is playing first base. I don't know. Jeff's open
yeah.
for,
no, that's
for family tie.
I do like that one.
Hoping for a family discount, Chris.
Yeah, the Cleveland family discount.
And while we're at it, we should trade for Albert Almora of the Cubs because he and Machado were on the same Little League team growing up.
Nice.
Yeah, there's no blood there, though.
Clay Thompson's coming to the Cavs because he and Kevin Love played on the same Little
right.
League team together.
Then again, there's no blood there with an in-law either.
That'd be awesome.
Chris, Jim Thome, I'm really excited for him. I mean, we're talking about yeah. a man who had a statue before he was in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be great tonight. And, you know, I've gotten to know Jimmy a little bit, obviously working with him this past year up at MLB Network. And, you know, the day after the Indians got bounced, it was amazing. I'm on the phone with my producer, a guy named Dan Camiotti, who's a huge Yankees fan. And he goes, hold on, I'll make you feel better. And he hands the phone over to Jim, and he goes, hey, buddy, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris.
And I'm like, Jimmy, I'm struggling. He goes, I know. My son is so disappointed. He goes, and I just feel for the good people of Cleveland. I'm like, Jimmy, thank you. Thank you for making me feel better. I wish you could call every Indian fan today right now.
That reminds me of the time you were in the hospital and he hit the home run for you. Remember that? That
yeah,
was great.
Yeah. It was two of them, actually. Andy, it was two.
No. For Thome, it was just one. It was a grand slam, and it was a walk. Oh. Just for you.
Yeah.
Omar yeah. Vizquel, yeah. Hall of Famer?
Probably not.
Ever?
Funny. My dad.
Not this year, but.
Ever?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
The metrics with him offensively are not good. And that's where a lot of the younger generation of voters are pointing. And they value his defense, there's no question. But just and you can't look at it if you're going to look at the back of the baseball card and you say, well, he got 2,800 hits. That's not how people are valuing an offensive player anymore. It's the damage you're doing. It's the OPS. It's when you swing the bat, you know, how many runs are you creating, things of that nature. I think he comes up a little short, but my dad used to call him a 100 RBI guy, saying he'd drive in 65 and he'd steal 35 from the other team. So I always thought that was a good way to look at it.
Well, good. Maybe he'll give the speech to the media next time. If he gets, what do you think? If he's in the 30%, he's still got a chance, right? 35%?
I would be shocked if he were that high.
Oh,
I think he'll be in the teens. Now, that doesn't mean that one day he can't get in. I think Bert Blylevin started off at like 14%. Now, granted, it took him all the way to the last ballot, and back then it was 15 years instead of now 10. They've shortened the duration that you can stay on the ballot. But he worked his way all the way up from 14, 15% to 75 and got into the Hall of Fame. So it can happen. If certain guys get on a crusade for somebody, it's going to help. I mean, Edgar Martinez is right on the precipice of getting in. I believe this is his second to last year of eligibility. You know, he didn't start off that high. So it can happen.
Chris, a pleasure as always, sir.
You got it, guys. Take care. Right. Have a good day.
All right.
Have fun in Minneapolis.
Talk to you next week, yeah, from Minneapolis. Thanks, bud.
Go to Britt's Pub for me. Britt's Pub.
Go to Ike's.
You got it.
Ike's, yeah. Good restaurant.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.